This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Emotional control tips for people who internalize conflict and ruminate long after arguments end. Stop replaying arguments and start choosing your response with intention. In short, emotional control for people who internalize conflict is not about feeling less. It is about processing what you feel on purpose, within limits you set, so the argument stops living in your chest long after it ended. Rumination is not reflection. One moves you forward, the other keeps you circling. Your body carries the conflict before your mind resolves it. Start there. A structured process replaces the loop with a decision, and the decision gives you your peace back. Definition: emotional control tips are practical techniques for managing your internal response to conflict, the thoughts, physical sensations, and emotional patterns that persist after a difficult exchange ends. They help you process what happened without being consumed by it, so you can respond with intention rather than react from residue. You held it together during the meeting. You said the right things, kept your voice steady, and let the other person finish. But that night, lying awake at 2 a.m, you were back in the room, replaying what they said, rehearsing what you should have said, running the whole thing again, slightly differently, as if this time the ending might change. This is what emotional control looks like for people who internalize conflict. The storm does not happen in the room. It happens afterward, in private, when no one else sees it. And because it is invisible, most advice about managing conflict does not touch it at all. These emotional control tips are built for that specific experience. Not for people who explode outward, but for people who fold inward and carry the argument home with them. What follows is a practical process you can use the next time conflict leaves its residue on you. Why internalizing conflict is its own kind of exhausting. Most communication advice assumes that the hard part of conflict is the confrontation itself. For internalizers, that assumption is wrong. The confrontation is manageable. It is the aftermath that costs them. People who internalize tend to be highly conscientious. They care about how they come across, about whether they handled things fairly, about what the other person thinks of them now. That care is a strength. It also makes the mental replay almost automatic. Without a deliberate process, this is what happens: the conflict ends, but the emotional processing does not. The nervous system stays in a state of low-level alert, and the mind keeps returning to the unresolved material, searching for a resolution it cannot find through repetition alone. If you have ever noticed tension in your shoulders days after a difficult conversation, you know exactly what this feels like. The good news is that rumination is not a character flaw. It is a habit of mind, and habits can be redirected. What you need is not more willpower. You need a method. What needs to be true before the process starts? Two things must be in place before any of the steps below will work. First, you need to accept that the argument is over. Not resolved, necessarily, but over. The exchange has happened. Nothing you replay in your mind will change what was said. This is not resignation. It is the precondition for genuine processing. Second, you need a sliver of physical calm. Not peace, not happiness, just enough stillness that you are not in active fight or flight. You cannot think clearly about an emotionally charged situation while your stress response is still firing. Even 5 slow, deliberate breaths will shift your physiology enough to make the rest of the process work. If either of these is missing, start there. Not with the steps. A step-by-step process for emotional control after conflict. Step 1. Name what you are actually feeling.
Not bad. Not upset.
Precise. Are you angry? Embarrassed? Afraid that you came across as incompetent?
Hurt because someone you respected was dismissive?
The more specific your emotional vocabulary, the less power the feeling has over you.
Vague distress stays vague.
Named emotions become something you can work with. Write it down if you can. A single sentence is enough. I feel embarrassed because I did not speak up when I had the chance, and now I'm not sure they take me seriously.
That sentence is the beginning of genuine emotional regulation, not just distress management.
This step connects directly to the kind of self-awareness explored in the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy. Naming your emotions is not soft work. It is the foundation of every competent response that follows. Step 2. Locate it in your body. Before the mind will settle, the body needs attention. Conflict registers physically: tight chest, clenched jaw,
a heaviness behind the sternum, shallow breathing. These sensations are real, and ignoring them does not make them go away. It just delays the processing. Spend 2 minutes noticing where the tension lies. Place your attention there deliberately, without trying to change it. This is not about meditation or relaxation techniques. It is about completing a physiological loop that your nervous system started during the argument and never got to finish. When you bring conscious attention to the physical sensation, it often begins to ease on its own. Step 3. Set a reflection window. Here is a rule I use, and have recommended for years. Give yourself one dedicated period to process the conflict, and then close it. The window should be at least 20 minutes and no more than an hour. Sit with what happened. Think it through. Write, if that helps you. Ask yourself what you needed that you did not get, what you could have done differently, and what you actually want from the other person now. Then, when the window closes, stop. If the thoughts return, acknowledge them briefly. I have already given this my attention. I am done with this loop for today. You are not suppressing the feeling. You are choosing not to rehearse it indefinitely. Step 4. Separate the story from the facts. Internalizers are skilled storytellers, and sometimes the story they tell about a conflict is more damaging than the conflict itself. Facts: your colleague interrupted you twice and did not acknowledge your point. Story: they do not respect you. They never have, and this is proof that you do not belong in the room. The facts are workable. The story is a spiral. Write out the facts in plain, observable language. Then write the story you have been telling yourself. Look at the gap. That gap is where most of the emotional pain lies, and it is also where you have the most room to choose a different interpretation without pretending the problem was not real. Step 5. Identify the unresolved need. Every piece of persistent rumination is pointing at something unmet. Maybe you need an acknowledgement that never came. Maybe you need to repair something in the relationship. Maybe you need to say something you held back. Maybe you simply need to feel that you handled yourself with respect, and you are not yet convinced that you did. Ask yourself directly, what would make this feel complete? The answer is usually simpler than you expect. It is rarely I need them to admit they were wrong. More often, it is I need to know this did not damage our working relationship, or I need to say the thing I swallowed in the room. Understanding what psychological safety means in a team context can help here. When people feel safe, unresolved needs are easier to name and address openly rather than carrying them home. Step 6. Decide what action, if any, comes next. Not every conflict requires a follow-up conversation. Some are complete once you have processed them internally, but some require a next step, a clarifying conversation, an apology, a request, or a boundary you set for the future. Decide which it is. If action is needed, write a single sentence describing what you will do and when. If no action is needed, write "this is complete" and mean it. This is the difference between processing and ruminating. Processing ends in a decision, even if the decision is to let it go. Rumination does not end at all. It just circles. For conflicts that need a real follow-up, how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy gives you a practical framework for returning to the conversation without making things worse. Step 7. Rebuild your ground. After a significant conflict, even one that is now processed, your sense of yourself can feel slightly shaken. This is normal. It does not mean the argument broke something permanent. Do one thing before the day ends that reminds you of your own competence. Finish a task you have been avoiding. Have a straightforward, warm conversation with someone you trust. Take a walk somewhere that gives you physical perspective. These are not distractions. They are the small acts of restoration that bring you back to solid ground. When the conflict lies inside a remote team, working remotely adds a particular weight to unresolved conflict. You cannot read the room after a tense video call. You cannot catch someone in the corridor to clear the air. The conversation ends, the screen goes dark, and you are left entirely inside your own head. In this environment, the reflection window in step 3 becomes even more important. Without physical proximity, the mind has fewer natural cues that the tension has passed, so it keeps scanning. Give the window a hard close time. I will think about this until 7 p.m. After that, I am done for tonight. It also helps to make one small human contact before the end of the day. Not to reopen the conflict, but to remind yourself that the relationship is still intact. A brief, neutral message to the other person, or even a friendly exchange with a different colleague, resets your nervous system's read on the social environment. Understanding how amygdala hijack operates is particularly relevant in remote settings, where the emotional triggers of conflict have no physical outlet. Recognizing the signs early, as described in Signs Your Team's Amygdala Hijack Problem is Destroying Synergy in Real Time, can help you catch the spiral before it takes hold. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Eight Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with this process. These are the three errors I see most often, and I have made all of them myself. The mistake: treating the reflection window as an opportunity to build a stronger case against the other person. Why it happens: when we feel wronged, the mind wants to be vindicated. Gathering evidence feels productive. What to do instead? Direct your reflection inward. The question is not what did they do wrong, but what do I need? And what will I do next? That shift changes everything. The mistake: skipping step two entirely and jumping straight to analysis. Why it happens: analytical people feel more comfortable thinking than feeling. The body work seems unnecessary or indulgent. What to do instead? Spend 3 minutes on the physical sensation before you write a single word of analysis. The quality of your thinking will be noticeably better for it. The mistake: using processing as cover for more rumination. Why it happens: the reflection window can feel like permission to keep replaying the argument. What to do instead? Keep a pen in hand during the window. Writing forces linear thinking and interrupts the circular replay. When the window closes, close the notebook. If a conflict reached the point of real fracture, and you are considering how to repair it, how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy, and how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy, give you practical tools for the conversation itself. Your post-conflict recovery checklist. Use this after any argument that is still sitting with you hours later. Number 1. Have I named the emotion precisely, not just labeled it as bad or upset? Number 2. Have I located the physical tension in my body and spent at least 2 minutes with it? Number 3. Have I set a clear reflection window with a defined end time? Number 4. Have I separated the observable facts from the story I'm telling myself about those facts? Number 5. Have I identified the one unresolved need driving the replay? Number 6. Have I decided what action, if any, I will take and written it down? Number 7. Have I done one restorative act to rebuild my sense of solid ground? If you can say yes to all 7, the conflict has been processed. What comes after that is not processing. It is rumination, and you have permission to set it down. The practice is the point. Here is the truth of it: emotional control is not a destination you arrive at once and stay. It is a practice you return to, conflict after conflict, year after year. The goal is not to feel nothing. The goal is to feel what is real, process it with intention, and then choose, consciously, what happens next. The people I have watched do this well are not people who never get shaken. They are people who have a method. They know how to come back to themselves. They trust the process because they have used it enough times to see it work. These emotional control tips are that method. Use them after the next difficult conversation, even if it felt minor. Build the muscle when the stakes are low. When the real storms arrive, and they will, you will have something solid to stand on. Frequently asked questions. What are emotional control tips for people who ruminate after arguments? Emotional control tips for people who ruminate include naming the emotion precisely, grounding your body before re-engaging mentally, and setting a clear time limit on reflection. The goal is to process the conflict once, deliberately, and then close the loop rather than replaying it indefinitely. Why do some people internalize conflict instead of letting it go? People who internalize conflict are often wired for self-reflection and high conscientiousness. They replay arguments because they care deeply about getting things right. Without a structured process for emotional regulation, that care turns into a loop that drains them rather than resolving anything. How do you stop replaying arguments in your head? To stop replaying arguments, you need to interrupt the loop with a physical grounding technique, write out what you actually feel in plain language, and identify the one unresolved need driving the replay. Once that need is named, the mental replay loses most of its grip. How long is it normal to feel upset after an argument? Feeling unsettled for a few hours after a significant argument is normal. If emotional distress persists beyond 24 to 48 hours without resolution, it usually signals an unmet need or a boundary that was crossed. That is the moment a deliberate emotional control process becomes essential. What is the difference between processing conflict and ruminating? Processing conflict is purposeful and time-limited. You examine what happened, identify your feelings and needs, and decide on a next step. Rumination is involuntary and circular. You replay the same moment repeatedly without reaching any new understanding or decision. One moves you forward, the other keeps you stuck. Can emotional control tips help with workplace conflict specifically? Yes, emotional control tips are especially valuable in workplace conflict because professional relationships require you to function effectively even when feelings are unresolved. Techniques like grounding, naming emotions, and setting a reflection window allow you to stay clear and direct with colleagues without suppressing what you genuinely feel. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.